Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon, and welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Real pleasure to have you back with us again. This is going to be very interesting today because we're going to be talking about how to discover the real you through energy healing. This is something I know very little about, and you may be in the same boat as I am, and I always like it when I can talk to somebody who knows a lot about something that I don't know anything about, because I learn, and that's what's so great about doing a show like this. Our guest is Maria Sidorova. She is the founder of Expand Reality. It's a spiritual counseling practice that offers seekers the opportunity to really discover the real person, the real you, and to do it through energy healing. Expand Reality offers services that work on all three levels, works on your mind, works on your body, and works on your spirit, to help clients discover and manifest their life's most important goals and dreams. And as Maria has put it, we are working on expanding exactly who you are, expanding your vision, expanding the way you perceive yourself, how you feel about yourself. And if you can expand yourself and your awareness, then you're able to contain more of everything. It allows you to be healthier. It allows you to be more fulfilled with more freedom to experience all that life has to offer. And the more you expand who you are, the more you're able to put it out there into the world. It's really a fascinating subject when you really think about it, and I'm really excited to be able to talk to our guest, Maria Sidorova. Her practice is Expand Reality, and she is based in Toronto, in Ontario. And she's on the line with us, and we're going to give you information how you can communicate with her, find out all about her. She has a fabulous website that you can refer to. So first, let's talk a little bit with Maria and find out all about what it is she does. Maria, good afternoon. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Doug, and thank you for a wonderful introduction. I am doing really great. Hello, 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 beautiful listeners. I'm very excited to be with you here today. So let's start.
All right. We're excited to have you with us, too. So first off, I mean, I know you're a spiritual coach, a consultant. You've been doing this for more than 10 years now. I'm wondering what it is that you know, let's begin by what brings clients to you in the first place. Well, I tell you what, let's step back a minute. Do me a favor and give me your definition of your service, Expand Reality. How do you explain it? What is Expand Reality?
Yes, as you said it beautifully, we work on all the levels of mind, body, and spirit. And basically, we are just reminding you of how beautiful you are, that you are this beautiful love and light. You are this beautiful embodiment, meaning love and light in the body. You are already having it. You are that love. And from that place of you being all of it, think how beautifully you can build your reality. Think how beautifully you can manifest, how beautifully you can communicate with your friends and family. Will you be choosing a life partner from a place of void that you're scary maybe to be alone and to, you know, wanting to have something more or somebody else in your life? Or you will be inviting that person from the space of, oh, my God, I love it. I'm having so much fun. Let me share it with the same soul and the same being on the same level, just playing together and sharing that happiness together. Do you see the difference?
I do. I do. I do. Obviously, it's what it comes down to is how people really perceive themselves. I mean, what you're getting at is if you feel really good about yourself, and you're positive, you know, and have great feelings that you're doing all you can do, life is really so much better. You get so much more out of it, right?
Absolutely. I would even say you go beyond that. Because you dividing, okay, I feel good today, maybe I don't feel so good tomorrow, you know, it can be very different within the next 5 minutes. Right, so we do not want to take those aspects where you do not feel good, basically, and you're judging that. For instance, I don't know, jealousy being bad or anger being bad, right? It's actually not. Any emotion, when you accept it about yourself, brings unconditional love, joy, and love, and you're just loving it. And you are loving yourself being angry.
Okay.
Think about it.
I know, you're right.
Think about it. What do? We run away. No, I don't want to be jealous. I don't want to be angry, right? And that actually, the exact running from it brings suffering. We're judging ourselves of not being good by just being angry, right? But the anger itself is neither good or bad. It's very neutral. It just shows you that something is happening not the way you like it. It shows you like a kind of red flag. Something is, you know, maybe think of a very, very strong situation. Somebody's, I don't know, abusing a child. Will you be staying there and watching them doing that? No, right? You will be angry, right?
Right, yes.
Right.
Okay.
So this emotion is very, very actually positive. And when you connect with that emotion and accept it, you just experience complete bliss.
Well, let me ask you,
right?
What is the condition? I mean, the clients who come to see you, what brings them to see you? What essentially is bothering most of these people when they come to you for assistance or for help or guidance?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. It's a wonderful question. You know, it can be anything in the external world, but usually they want to figure out something in their internal world. So externally, for instance, they might be wanting to lose a little bit of weight. But if it's the only aspect they're interested in, most likely they'll find a coach who will be concentrating only on losing the weight part, right? When
right.
they're coming to me, it wouldn't be just that. It would be, oh, okay, how can I gain more than that? Why I'm not treating myself, not loving my body enough that I have so much or so little of extra weight, right? Because, again, we're all getting to the self-love. If I love myself, I listen to my body, will I be treating it not nicely? Would I be eating junk food there, you know, and over-exercising and not exercising at all or doing emotional eating? No, I won't. Because I love myself, I listen to my body, right? So actually, being in a normal weight comes very naturally. Look at the babies. You cannot feed them if they do not want to, because they know what they want. They listen to their body. And look at us when we eat, right? We do not listen. Do I need that piece? Or maybe I don't. Am I still hungry? Or am I already full, right?
Right, exactly. You're right.
Yay!
All right. I'm listening to all of these things that you're pointing out, and it is so true. So when people come to you then, how do you begin to assess how you're going to help them? What process do you go through with them? What happens?
Okay, that's a wonderful question again. Thank you. Okay, usually people kind of have an idea. For instance, they want to manifest beautiful relationship in their life, and for some reason it does not happen, right? Or they want to be deeply connected, as I was saying, with their body. Or they just want to connect with their higher self. So usually they have kind of idea why they will be even searching for a life coach, right? Spiritual life coach.
Right.
So what do? We talk with them. We see where the energy is, right? Where the stuck energy is, why those things they really want in their life are not happening, what's blocking them from achieving those goals, right? And again, as I was giving a previous example, sometimes it's just, yeah, going, you know, to, I don't know, a gym or, you know, watching your diet. It's very simple. But usually we can go higher. And by just learning how to accept and love our body, do you see how much more you can gain even within relationship with your kids or your spouse? Just you respecting you, honoring you, you will be completely reacting from a different space. You will be talking, you will be communicating from another dimension almost, right? From a dimension of love and acceptance.
Okay.
So we see where those almost like bugs in the program, right, are, and what needs to be done to release those vibrations, to be able to move forward and manifest the life they want to manifest. That's the goal. And the goal is much more than just, you know, losing those extra 5 pounds or 50 pounds, right? It's
exactly
about you being that embodiment and living that embodiment of pure joy, love, light, feeling it, breathing it, embracing it, manifesting it.
Well, I tell you what, let's get to the various modalities you use to help people correct or expand, you know, the things that they want to. For example, let's start with the body. What do you use to help people heal their body? And, you know, it depends on what might be wrong with the body. As you point out, they could be overweight, there could be other issues. But what modalities do you use?
I use a few varieties of healing modalities. Some of them are very well known, such as different kinds of Reiki, which is Usui, Karuna Reiki, Sekhem Reiki, and so on. I use beautiful angelic healings, and I work with angels and seraphims, beautiful, beautiful, delicious energies. I work with planetary washes where we use the energy of the planets in our solar system to help us. Can you imagine how cool is that? To move forward in life. So the whole universe, including angels and planets and stars, are there for us, helping us to fix our body. Right?
Okay. So give me an example of what it's like. I mean, you mentioned these different Reiki and others. If I were there sitting with you and I came in for, you know, an interview with you and a session, how would it begin? What would happen?
Yes, actually, again, it's a little bit different when we do life coaching. It's amazing where we can assist the process with the energy healing because it's basically like right and left hand working together and helping each other, right? It's amazing because sometimes we need to get there a little bit more on a conscious level, right? If we do not understand or we do not know, it's hard for us to get there. It's outside of their, you know, our way of thinking and perceiving things. For these reasons, we need to really get sometimes on a conscious level, subconscious level, to connect to those energies. And then we do have healing sessions to help you to move along, to basically give you a beautiful boost of energy from the divine, right, from your higher self.
But that sounds great, but how do you do it? How does it happen?
How do I do it? What do you mean, how do I do it?
Well, it's an interesting question. This sounds all wonderful to do this, but I'm wondering what's going on while you're healing me.
You know,
you are an energy healer. That's how you describe yourself,
yes,
right?
And then, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So basically, with the life coaching, it's a little bit more an active way where we communicate, we connect, we look at those things from higher perspective, right, where those blocks are, where the energy is not running smoothly, right, and we work on it on a conscious level using many different tools as well as an unconscious level using hypnosis, NLP, you know, all those things. During the energy healing, the client is just very relaxed on a massage table, you know, receiving a beautiful, beautiful vibration and basically enjoying it. It's more like a passive way.
Oh, This sounds interesting.
Yeah.
All right. It's kind of like a massage almost. Is that right?
Yes. 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 You should try it. You'll like it.
Oh, it sounds good. Sounds very nice. And what is the client feeling at this point? You're getting them into their, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but to get their own personal feeling out of this. You're doing this massage kind of therapy, and you're talking to them, and you talk them through what their problem is, I guess?
No, actually, when we do energy healing sessions, it's a quite different perspective. As I was saying, it's a little bit more a passive state where they're lying down on the table. I do not do massages. I just lightly touch them or sometimes even don't touch them to basically being the channel of the energy which is coming to them, right, divine life force energy. And what happens is that whatever happens is right. They can have some emotions, or they maybe feel they want to move, they want to speak, or they just want to relax and perceive and just enjoy. Whatever is happening is absolutely right and appropriate. There is no right and wrong way of doing that. And every session can be very different. For instance, today it might bring some emotions and you might be releasing it and, you know, feeling the emotion. And the next time you'll be just, you know, feeling like you're flying on a cloud. Or sometimes that you are going to the most beautiful sceneries from your childhood, right? So it's very, very different. It's divine orchestra. It's not up to me.
Oh, that's cool. You know, you mentioned in these live sessions you do, I'm prompted to ask you, can you do this kind of healing with people, you know, in other methods like on the telephone or via Skype and things like that? Can you help people in that manner, or do they have to be with you in the same room with you?
No, they do not have to be unless they want to and they choose to and it's convenient for them. But I do have clients in other countries, in Europe and Russia. My background, I'm Russian, right? So I do have different clients around the world, and we can do it over Skype, especially those kind of sessions as we do more a spiritual life coaching, right? It's basically the same. You see me in Skype, I see you, right? The physical presence is not necessary. Or we do more intuitive guidance. And even beautiful energy healing sessions, they can be done in distance because for the energy, time and the space does not exist.
Okay. How long does it take for somebody to really begin to get an impact and feel different about themselves after these sessions with you? I mean, is it typical to have, you know, several months of sessions, or do you notice a difference after one or two sessions with you? What do you find is typical with your relationship with your clients?
Yes, wonderful. Thank you for asking. Usually what happens, again, it's very different and very unique with every client because it depends on the client and it also depends on the issue, right? Because sometimes people are coming with really, really, you know, long history of abuse and, you know, different very, very harsh emotions and memories, you know. Obviously, you know, it takes a little bit longer. But you will notice usually the difference even after the first session. It might be, again, the difference can be very different for all of us. So maybe you will see things more clearly. Or maybe you will see, oh, that's where the bugs are, or where that's where the exit is out, right? I can see that. Or I just feel, you know, like this liberation. I feel how this weight is just released from my shoulders. So it can be something very subtle. It can be something very prominent. So, again, it depends. Usually, it's really rare, to be honest with you, when the shift happens and it's enough for the client within, like, one or two sessions. But will you feel the difference? Most likely, yes.
Well,
usually, time-wise, it requires a little bit more of sessions. But, again, not really. I would say the longest time would be from 3 to 6 months.
Okay. Well, that's really great. I want to point out the fact that our guest is Maria Sidorova. Her practice is called Expand Reality, and she has a wonderful website, which I would encourage you to check out, because you can find out all kinds of information about the various methods that Maria uses. It's www.expandreality.com. That's expandreality.com. And there is, of course, information on that website on how to contact her via email or telephone, in case you're interested. And it's great because you don't have to be in Toronto, which is where she is. You could be in New York, Cincinnati, or you could be in, you know, wherever. You could be in the Bahamas and still have the ability to communicate with her and benefit from what she is able to do for her clients. You know, I want to ask you about a couple of these procedures. For example, spirit painting. Explain what that is and the benefit of spirit painting. Sounds like fun to me.
It is. You know, I'm all about fun because life is fun, right? I don't know about you. For me, I'm just here to live and love, you know, and have fun. So before I go into spirit painting, which is really, really, really beautiful way. Oh, actually, let me explain it in a few words. It's a beautiful way to connect with your inner child, to connect with your intuition, and to learn how to perceive, how to get messages for your own paintings. So it's a very intuitive way. You do not use your mind when you paint, so you never know how it's going to look, what's going to happen. Sometimes there are certain techniques I teach my clients where we can even close our eyes to not to allow our mind to interfere. So it's really cool and fun, like in the kindergarten. And then when you open the paint, I teach you how to connect to it, how to get messages out of it. In the same way as you would, you know, be reading maybe tarot cards or I don't know, reading coffee or tea leaves, it's palmistry, it does not matter. Once you know how to get messages, you can get messages from your salad or from your soup. So it's really cool and fun. You can express yourself and you can get value out of it.
Well, that's cool.
And I would like to offer you something very quickly, if you like.
Okay, sure.
Let's have just very, very short taste of just very small pause. It will take us literally a minute or two just to connect to the love I'm talking about. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay.
Great. So our beautiful listeners, if you have an opportunity to join us and to do it, that's great. If you're busy or driving a car, I invite you to do this exercise just a little bit, like a few minutes after or along the day, but really, really try it yourself. Right? So just relax within your body. Allow yourself to be really, really relaxed. Allow yourself to just let go. Just for a minute. Nothing exists. Just you. Just you. The whole universe is here for you. Right? And just feel your physical body and put attention to your chest. And start feeling your chest and your heart. And with your mind, with your attention, get into the middle of your heart. Connect with your beautiful heart. And just allow yourself. It's very important. You need to allow yourself just to feel the love which is already in your heart. It is already there. Just feel it. And once you feel it just a little bit, just a tiny bit, just for a second, breathe it in. Take a deep breath in, and when you release it, allow this love to spread along your body. And take another deep breath in, connecting even deeper with love, and pushing it to the body, throughout the body, releasing it. And take a third breath and just feel this love is feeling your body and feeling the energy around you. Just stay there for a second. And then envision a beautiful being of love and light. Maybe it is an angel. Maybe it is you know, an archangel or your higher self or the source, the universe. And just being in that energy of your own love, ask the angel to show you how much they love you. And allow yourself just to feel it, just for a sec, just to feel it. And when you feel it or see it, embrace it, allow that love of angels to come to you, to come to your energy, to come to your body, to come to your heart. And take a 3 deep breaths in, feeling that love and fulfilling your body and breathing it out and allowing each cell of your body just to contain more of love. And take 2 more deep breaths in and out. Thank yourself for participation and for being that love and light. And very gently bring yourself back. And when you're ready, just open your eyes, but stay in the state. You have the taste. So bring it forward in life. Bring it forward in today's day and see what happens.
That's very interesting. That's very good.
Oh, Dad, how was it? How was it for you?
That's very relaxing. I could fall asleep.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. You know, that's a beautiful sign that maybe recently you were a little bit tense, and maybe you do need to relax a little bit more, right?
Good point. Sure, absolutely.
Now,
what did you call that? What was that process? Did you have a name for that?
I don't have a name. It's basically a very, very short version of, I don't know, self-awareness or meditation, right? It's just something to help you to connect with who you are. Because as I was saying, usually we disconnect. We do not even know how do we feel, right? Somebody asks us, so how do you feel? And we cannot give the answer. Or the same happens, as I was given an example, on a physical matter, when we don't feel our body is already full and we keep feeding it, right? Or our body is tired and it needs to relax, so we keep, you know, maintain exercising it and, you know, doing something else. So it helps
us to connect
and feel it.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't know if that was what you call a planetary energy wash, because that's something else you do. You have so many different modalities that are available to you, and as well as what you call spiritual counseling. Very quickly, we're down to about a minute and a half left. Do you have any great success story you could pass along to me about someone who has come to you and you've really been able to help them?
You know, I do not have one, because for me, each story is a great success. Because when people are getting connected to themselves and they have greater perception for themselves, for their life, for their vision, you know, and become happier, and they love themselves, for me, it is a great success, because I know everything else will manifest along the way. It's just, you know, coming. It's there. They will get there. So each story, when people are happy, it's amazing. Whatever is happening in their life, it's a success story for me.
Well, that's a good way to put it, a very good way to put it. Listen, Maria, time has just flown by here. This has been fascinating to me, and I'm sure many of our listeners have gotten a lot out of this. Again, our guest has been Maria Sidorova. She's been on the line with us from her offices, her practice in Toronto and Ontario. The practice is called Expand Reality. And again, as I pointed out, she has a wonderful website, and it's exactly the name of her practice, expandreality.com. You really must check it out if you're interested in this kind of help that Maria could provide for you at all. It's really wonderful what she can do. And you can read all about her practice and how she helps people. There's so many modalities. It's pretty fascinating, to say the least. Maria, thank you very much for being with us. I've enjoyed this. It's been very enlightening to me, and I'm sure to our listeners. All right?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for being with us today. Love you, love you, love you. All the best.
All right. We love you too, Maria. That's really great. Love you, love you, love you. Again, our guest, Maria Sidorova from Toronto, Ontario. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and that's it for now, everybody. Thanks for being with us. See you next time here on Close Up Talk Radio. Bye for now.